If not me, who? Sometimes one person can make a real difference. The following three people have been fighting for human rights for everyone.
Malala Yousafzai. Malala was born in Pakistan. When the local Taliban forbade all girls to attend school in 2008, the 15-year-old Malala ignored them and continued to take the bus to school every day. She spoke out about her right to education, which made her a high-profile target for the Taliban. One afternoon, they attacked the school bus Malala was on and brutally shot her in the head. Fortunately, she survived the attack, and on her 16th birthday, she gave her first speech at the UN, calling on politicians everywhere to protect children's right to attend school. In 2013, Malala won the Nobel Peace Prize.
I stood here on the stage almost 3.5 years ago when it was my 16th birthday, and it was my first appearance after the attack. I told the world that education is the basic human right of every girl, and that no girl should be denied this right. And I stand here again today and say the same thing, that education is the right of every child. And especially for girls, this right should not be neglected. If we want to go forward, we have to give education to girls. And once you educate girls, you change the whole community. You change the whole society. I'm getting this award, but I also want to represent Pakistan, my country, because I want people to know that it is me who is representing Pakistan, not the extremists, not the terrorists. They are not Pakistan. They are not us. It is girls like me who stay in that country, who believe in education. And it is girls like me who are Muslims, who are proud of their religion, who stand for education, who believe in education.
Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the twice-elected president of the USA from 2009 to 2017. Like many famous leaders before him, Obama studied law. His father was born and raised in a village in Kenya and came to America as an international student, where he met Obama's mother. Obama has always emphasized the united in the United States of America, believing that Americans are all connected as one people. Before he gave the following speech in 2004, he was an unknown politician. After the speech, everyone knew his name. The son of an African immigrant became the first black president of the USA.
Tonight is a particular honor for me because, let's face it, my presence on this stage is pretty unlikely. I believe in the politics of hope, the hope of slaves sitting around a fireplace singing freedom songs, the hope of immigrants setting out for distant shores, the hope of a skinny kid with a funny name who believes that America has a place for him too. Hope. Hope in the face of difficulty. Hope in the face of uncertainty. I believe this country will reclaim its promise, and out of this political darkness, a brighter day will come.
Emma Watson. The actor, model, and activist Emma Watson shot to fame as an 11-year-old when she played the smarty pants Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter films. Although she spent her adolescence on film sets, Emma kept up with her lessons and graduated from a university in the same year that she was appointed a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. She gave a speech at the UN about men joining the fight for gender equality. The campaign was called He for She.
Both men and women should feel free to be sensitive. Both men and women should feel free to be strong. It is time that we all perceive gender on a spectrum instead of two sets of opposing ideals. This is what he for she is about. It's about freedom. I want men to take up this mantle, so their daughters, sisters and mothers can be free from prejudice, but also so that their sons have permission to be vulnerable and human too. Having seen what I've seen and given the chance, I feel it is my responsibility to say something. Statesman Edmund Burke said, "All that is needed for the forces of evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing." In my nervousness for this speech, and in my moments of doubt, I've told myself firmly, if not me, who? If not now, when?